With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Another day, another name. House Republicans tapped Mike Johnson of Louisiana Tuesday as their latest nominee for Speaker. This came just hours after Minnesota's Tom Emmer was named, then abruptly withdrew his bid amid opposition from former President Trump. Johnson's the fourth candidate nominated to replace Kevin McCarthy, who was ousted 3 weeks ago. The Pentagon says Iranian-backed attacks against U.S. troops in the Middle East are on the rise.
There's been an uptick in attacks aimed at U.S. military targets, says Pentagon spokesman Brigadier General Pat Ryder.
Between October 17th and the 24th, U.S. and coalition forces have been attacked at least 10 separate times in Iraq and 3 separate times in Syria.
It's been a combination of one-way attack drones and rockets. Ryder says the U.S. is bracing for more attacks and will respond appropriately. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, internet platforms are keeping a close watch on a case before the Supreme Court that could change the way we use the internet.
Major platforms from what used to be Twitter to Facebook have taken up the habit of restricting what content is allowed or blocked on their sites. Some lawmakers say it's become a form of political censorship. Conservative legislatures in Texas and Florida have passed laws restricting the ways in which platforms may restrict user content. One law was upheld by an appeals court, the other struck down. This term, the high court is set to decide whether the laws pass muster with the Constitution. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
An early winter in the Northwest, the first major snowstorm of the season expected to hit the northern Cascades and Rockies as well as North Dakota this week. National Weather Service is warning of hazardous travel on snowy mountain passes and ice on some of the highways as the sun heats up and then the cold weather at night freezes. Up to 8 inches of snow expected some places. SRN News. An American ministry planning a big gathering.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says it will organize an international evangelism convention in the spring of 2025. The European Congress on Evangelism will be held in Berlin and will welcome hundreds of leaders and representatives from all over the continent. Every poll indicates that Christianity is fading away in Europe, and it's hoped the gathering will spark a wave of evangelism that will turn the tide. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oklahoma's Republican Attorney General filed a lawsuit to stop what would be the nation's first publicly funded religious school. The lawsuit filed with the state Supreme Court against the Oklahoma Statewide Virtual Charter School Board, who voted 3-2 in June to approve an application by the Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma. The state constitution specifically prohibits use of public money or property from being used directly or indirectly for the use of benefit of any church or system of religion. SRN News. Profit reports sent stocks higher on Tuesday.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after Verizon and other big companies reported fatter profits for the summer than analysts had expected. The S&P 500 rose 0.7% Tuesday. The Dow added 204 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.9%.
That's Seth Soutelle reporting. By the numbers, as Seth mentioned, the Dow was up. It closed at 33,141. The Nasdaq gained 121 points to 13,140, while the S&P 500 added 31 and finished at 44.48. New York oil lost 16 cents, falling to $83.58 a barrel. Visa posted an 18% rise in profits for the third quarter. Microsoft was up 27%. Texas Instruments said it had a third quarter net income of about $1.85 a share. That was a nickel shy of what Wall Street expected. SRN News.